With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More questions swirling around global energy prices today as Israel and Iran continue to exchange airstrikes.
The fighting has been disrupting oil shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and pushing global energy prices higher. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi told MS Now on Saturday that the strategic strait was open to some.
It is only closed to the tankers and ships belong to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies.
President Donald Trump says he's asked several countries to send warships to protect the strait, but none have committed so far. I'm Karen Shamas.
The White House says President Trump is right in asking other countries to help police the Strait of Hormuz.
These other countries are benefiting greatly from the United States military taking out the threat of Iran.
That's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Rain continued falling on Sunday in Hawaii. Maui Mayor Richard Besson.
We're seeing widespread impacts to roadways and infrastructure across Maui County. County teams are working around the clock with MEMA, the National Weather Service, and our state and community partners to respond to storm impacts and emergency situations.
Some areas of Maui received more than 20 inches of rain. Acres of farmland and homes have been flooded. Roads have been closed. The U.S. has won gold again and achieved yet another historic hockey feat in Italy.
3 weeks after the United States beat Canada in the Olympic hockey finals, the Americans overcame their neighbors again to win Paralympic gold and complete the sweep at Milan Cortina. Jack Wallace scored a hat trick to help the U.S. beat Canada 6-2 in Sunday's para ice hockey final and become the first nation to win all three of the hockey tournaments at the Olympics and Paralympics in the same year. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
This is SRN News. One Oregon city goes all in for group marriage.
Portland has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. Polyamory refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Oregon is a very liberal state and Portland is a very liberal city. Officials there claim there are more LGBT residents in Portland than in any other metropolis outside of San Francisco. Several other localities across the U.S. now legally recognize group marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
As the U.S. and Israeli offensives against Iran unfold, some evangelical leaders in this country are speaking about the conflict in biblical terms, mapping end times prophecies onto current events in the Middle East. In a recent sermon, Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, described the war as part of a divine plan, adding, quote, prophetically, we're right on cue. There's a general hope amongst Christians new leadership will arise in Iran. This is SRN News. With a midday Wall Street Business Report, here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Trump's visit to China for a summit with Xi Jinping could be delayed because of the Iran war. Last night, he called on China to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Its closure is pushing global energy prices higher. About 3,800 workers at one of the nation's largest meatpacking plants went on strike this morning in Colorado. Union representatives say it's the first strike at a U.S. beef slaughterhouse since the 1980s. Union officials have accused owner JBS USA of committing unfair labor practices. The company says it's following the law. The CEOs of the nation's top airline companies are imploring Congress to restore funding to the Department of Homeland Security and embrace a bipartisan solution to pay federal aviation workers, including TSA employees. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More at srnnews.com.